Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Turn to Altocet IGR for hornfly specific control year after year. Altocet IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altocet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altocetigr.com.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the full Senate has approved legislation to address environmental concerns related to marijuana grows. Senator Joe Newhouse of Tulsa is the author of Senate Bill 808, which authorizes the executive director of the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority to order licensees to cease and desist operations if the director finds that an environmental emergency exists. Oklahomans are fed up with the bad actors in the marijuana industry, many of whom are here illegally and flaunting our laws and damaging our environment, Newhouse said. Through intentional neglect and refusal to clean up contaminants, runoff, and even human waste, some grows have demonstrated a total lack of stewardship and they need to be stopped. Senate Bill 808 now moves to the House of Representatives for further consideration. Well, yesterday was National Agriculture Day. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack shared some comments about the great contributions that America's producers have made to the nation and the world in providing a reliable source of food, fuel, and fiber.
It's an opportunity for us to remember that we're a food secure nation. No, very few nations on earth have the opportunity to basically say that their farmers, ranchers, and producers produce everything that's necessary to feed the people. Many countries would like to have that advantage. It makes us a much more secure nation. It's a national security opportunity. It's one thing we don't often think about, but National Ag Day gives us the opportunity to think about that. They also, that every single one of us who isn't a farmer is able to be a farmer because we don't have to worry about where the food's going to come from to feed our family. We just need a paycheck to go to the grocery store.
There's also been some discussions about limiting or scaling back on some of those resources. Vilsack said, but to meet every need, every tool and resource counts.
Well, you can always justify additional resources, but I think the key here is for folks to understand that that is just one vehicle by which you can address the needs. There's a budget, there's the CCC, there's, again, the Inflation Reduction Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, the American Rescue Plan.
Once again, that's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Well, families, educators, and anyone wanting to follow in the footsteps of farmers and ranchers can now pull on their boots for another exciting ag adventure with the latest publication from Feeding Minds Press, the American Farm Bureau Foundations for Agriculture's publishing venture. It's a book called Farm Boots, and it tells the story of several farm families as they work and play throughout the year in boots for every kind of weather and activity. Joyous and delightful, Farm Boots depicts a wide variety of agricultural settings in all four seasons, which matters here in Oklahoma. The book is a celebration of footwear, fun, and life on and off the farm. Many of us don't think about how our footwear helps prepare us for the elements of each day, but farmers and ranchers do. That coming from Ag Executive Director Daniel Malloy, Feeding Minds Press is excited to tell the story of agriculture through the lens of something we can all relate to, our shoes. Farm Boots is available to purchase online from Feeding Minds Press as well as Amazon. You've got farm news on Ron. It's time once again for the Red River Red Angus Bull and Female Sale coming up Saturday, March the 25th at the Vernon Livestock Auction, 1 mile east of Vernon on Business Highway 287. Sale kicks off at 1 p.m. They'll be selling 40 fall pairs, 100 spring cows calving in February. They'll also be selling 45 to 52-year-old Red Angus Bulls. Live streaming on sale day with online bidding. You can register in advance and find out more information at cribsredangus.com. Don't miss the Red River Angus Bull and Female Sale March the 25th at the Vernon Livestock Auction. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.